Today's gospel, our Lord first talks about the fact that what we say, our prayer, and what we say to others, what we might, and what we do, does not necessarily put us right with God. It doesn't make us right with God. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. Then he goes on to talk about how those who listen to what he has to say and put his words into practice are building their spiritual lives on solid rock. And then it finally, the gospel ends with the crowds noting that our Lord teaches not like the scribes, but with authority. What our Lord is trying to do is direct our attention to the right order of things. And the right order of things is to listen to God and then to put his word into practice. And if that involves our own speaking of words, saying, "Lord, Lord," or prophesying, if we have that grace, then that's all well and good. But it has to start with our own hearing, our own listening to what our Lord has to say and putting those words into practice. What our Lord is criticizing is when we take that right order of things and get it all mixed up, or even in some cases completely reverse it. Sometimes people will think that they speak in the name of God, they speak prophetically, and yet their lives are miserable and far from the Lord. In a sense, that's the way the Pharisees and the scribes were. They were in a position to speak for God. They sat in the chair of Moses. They had the authority to speak in the name of God. And yet their words were empty because their hearts and their minds in reality were far from the Lord. So they did a lot of talking, but talk is cheap because they weren't listening and they weren't putting into practice. So the talk came first. And then on the basis of what they did know about the law, they did a lot of things that were righteous in themselves. But they really weren't ultimately listening to God, because when Jesus came, they closed their hearts and their minds to him. And so our Lord is exhorting us to put his words in first and to cling to them. The problem with the scribes and Pharisees is that they weren't listening to God, and they were listening to their own passions, their own pride, to the voices of the world. And we who have to deal with the godless world are constantly besieged with other voices and with the temptations that come from our own weakness and from also the devil. And that temptation is not to build our house on rock, not to listen to the words of Christ, but to listen to other voices. Those voices sometimes drown out what our Lord has to say, and we need to cut out space and time every day to make sure that we listen to what the Lord has to say, that we are training our memory and doing it under the influence of grace. So, you know, that when the winds come, when the rain comes and the floods come, that it is our Lord and his teaching, our Lord and his presence in our lives that makes the ultimate difference. Jesus astonished the crowds because they knew that he was somehow different. And it is the power of Christ and his teaching, the power of his grace and his sacraments that makes the difference. And we need to cling to that grace, to that presence. That's what we do every time we come to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, where we are challenged, in a sense, to believe what we hear and not what we see. We see the sign of the sacrament, but in and of itself, the appearance is bread and wine, and yet the words of Jesus, "This is my body and this is my blood," tells the story. It reveals to us the truth of what is happening, that there is this transformation of the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And it is in this sacrament and in this sacrifice that we find our strength. And, you know, for most Catholics, I mean, that have accepted what it means to be a Catholic, there is the grace of believing in the Eucharist, and it's really not all that difficult. That's why we're here. We're here because we believe. And we know that we depend upon our Lord. But on a practical basis, day to day and hour to hour throughout the day, when we are tempted and challenged, we don't always live the Eucharist. We don't always behave like we believe, because if we did, we would believe in the power of God in the face of every single challenge that comes our way, and we would choose to serve our Lord rather than sin. So our faith is weak, and we need it to be strengthened. And so we call out, Lord, Lord, not expecting to be counted as just, but because we are needy, because we are beggars, and the Lord is good, and he will take care of us. And so let us today not assert some kind of right to a kind of position with our Lord, telling our Lord what we've done for him, but let us, on the contrary, kneel before him and beg for his grace and for his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament as we approach the altar for Holy Communion.
Fructum ventris tuum.